For example, she is a charming girl. Cats are fascinating animals. The flowers are enchanting. Got it? 同时要变成一个词汇 winning, W-I-N-N-I-N-G, 表示吸引人的，但主要是用于指物品。For example, the beautiful dress is winning. Okay, so much for the words. Next important one, forbidding. Forbidding is an adjective. It means having an unfriendly or dangerous look.In Chinese, 望而生畏的，险恶的，可怕的。For example, 他有一张很严峻的面孔。He has got a forbidding experience. 我们还是不要去那险恶的海滩了。We'd better not visit forbidding coast. We'd better not visit the forbidding coast. Forbidding 是由动词 forbid.双写 d 加 ing 变来的 forbid is a transitive verb in Chinese 不允许 forbid somebody to do something we learned the word in book 2 for example the father forbade his children to touch the clavichord forbade doing something smoking is forbidden here smoking is forbidden hereForbidden, F-O-R-B-I-D-D-E-N, adjective, not allowed, 被禁止的，不允许的。For example, 紫禁城 the forbidden city, 禁果 forbidden fruit, 禁区 forbidden zone. And I think you must learn how to use forbid, prohibit, and interdict.同学们要辨析清楚这三个词汇的基本区别，这是我们阅读当中常常见到的词汇。Forbid 表示政府或私人下令你禁止。For example, 此处禁止游泳 ,swimming is forbidden here. Prohibit, this is a very formal word, 这是一个非常正式的词汇，表示法律条文或官方明令禁止。For example, the law prohibits young people under 18,from going to bar 那么法律明令禁止这个不满十八岁的少年进入酒吧而 interdict 它是表示法律或教会上的用于表示不允许禁止也是一个非常正式的词汇 Now read with me the three words here forbid, prohibit, interdict Now next important word muster muster is a transitive verbIt means what? Collect. Summon. Summon, S-U-M-M-O-N. We often use the verb phrase, muster up. Collect up. Summon up. Got it? 那么无论是 muster up, collect up, 还是 summon up, 它们相当于 gather. Plunk up. Pluck, P-L-U-C-K. Pluck up. Or keep up.Keep up. In Chinese, 鼓起振奋。For example, 他鼓起了勇气来到了这位女孩的面前。He mustered up his courage and walked up to the girl. Got it. Now please read with me the verb phrase here. Muster up, collect up, keep up, pluck up, summon up. Next, pretentious.Pretentious means what? Claiming importance or social rank that one doesn't possess. Pretentious in Chinese, 自命不凡的，骄士的。所以这是一个地理大道的贬义词。For example, we would like to visit the pretentious shop. 我们不愿意去那自命不凡的商店。Pretentious 是由 pretend, P-R-E-T-N-D, 变过来的。而其名词形式 pretension, P-R-E-T-E-N-S-I-O-N, OK, wait a minute, pretension, pretension. 那么这个名词表示要求虚荣虚荣心 pretension, got it? OK, next important word, assorted. Assorted is additive, it means are various types mixed together. Are various types mixed together. So, in tennis, 各式各样的。What's the difference between assorted and different? Various. Got it? 那么这几个形容词都表示不同的。有什么区别呢? Now let's learn how to use different. Different 是最普通的用词。强调此事物与彼事物完全不同。For example, the word glare is different from that word stare. Got it? Various, V-A-R-I-O-U-S, 强调种类数目不同。In tennis, 各种各样的。我们有各种各样的书籍。We have got various books. 那在世界各地我们可以表达为 in every part of the world or in all parts of the world or in various parts of the world. So various means all kinds of, all kinds of. 它重点在于突出种类不同。而 assorted means of various types mixed together. 种类不同而且是混杂在一起。For example, 石井巧克力 assorted chocolates. 他买了一袋各种各样不同种类混在一起的水果。 So he bought a bag of assorted fruits. He bought a bag of assorted fruits. Okay. Next. 同时大家还要了解清楚如何用 diverse. D-I-V-E-R-S-E. 强调性质上不同。完全不同。Got it. So, 我们的见解截然相反。We have got a diverse opinion.We have got their worst opinion, okay? Okay, next, junk. Junk is noun, old useless things. This is an uncountable noun. Junk 是一个不可数名词，表示没用的东西。In tennis, 垃圾, got it? Then, hamburgers are junk, don't you think so? Because they lack nutrition.那么我们可以说汉堡呢它是一种垃圾食物又缺少营养、okay? 同时大家要把握住的垃圾 rubbish garbage trash T-R-A-S-H now read with me rubbish garbage trash junk ok next dealer you know it means businessman trader merchant tradesman要把握住这几个词汇都表示商人 dealer 它主要侧重点在于零售商 OK 相当于 tradesman T-R-A-D-E-S-M-A-N tradesman 如果我们表示大的商家商人 businessman trader a merchant M-E-R-C-H-A-N-T now read with me aloud dealerBusinessman, trader, merchant, tradesman. 如果同学们想表达小贩、小商、小贩 peddler, P-E-D-D-L-E-R. Okay, next important word, cherish. This is a transitive verb. It means entertain, keep hope, love, a center in mind deeply.Now listen to me carefully once more. Entertain or keep hope, love, at central in mind deeply. In tennis, 怀有、持有、期望。For example, she cherishes the hope that her son will return. She cherishes the hope that her son will return. Got it? 不要抱有这样的幻想。Don't cherish such an illusion.那么同学们翻译的是否正确呢 Don't cherish such illusion OK 呢不要老抱着幻想你认为父亲永远会替你还债的我们在表达抱有什么的幻想要用 that 所引导的同位语从句 So don't cherish the illusion that your father will always pay your debts Don't cherish the illusion that your father will always pay your debts So you'd better recite the last sentence. It's very important and useful. Okay, now, next word. Amply. simply is adverb, enough or more than is necessary. In Chinese, 充足的，大量的 okay? Before we study how to use the ample, we must be sure the usage of the adjective ample. 在学习 ample 之前，请同学们务必要搞清楚形容词 ample 的用法。Ample, A-M-P-L-E. In Chinese, 充足的，宽敞的，充足而有余的，它的侧重点在于充足而有余的。What's the difference between ample and enough? 那么它和我们最常用的 enough 有什么区别呢？ Enough 是指数量、程度、足够。For example, the bread is just enough for one meal. The bread is just enough for one meal. OK, 他年龄够大了，可以去参加这个活动了。He's old enough to go to the party. 那么在这里，我们 enough 是一个副词形式。而 the bread is just enough for one meal, enough 形容词，强调数量程度足够了。OK, enough 最接近的同义词 sufficient, sufficient.OK, S-U-F-F-I-C-I-E-N-T, sufficient. Do you know the word? It's really important for you. Sufficient 表示数量，能够达到某种需要，那么比 enough 要正式。注意 enough 和 sufficient 用来修饰名词的时候， enough 放在名词前后均可，而 sufficient 只能放在名词之前。 For example, 我们有充足的食物可以维持一周的时间。We have sufficient food to last one week. We have sufficient food to last one week. Okay? 那么如果用 enough, we have enough food, or we have food enough, 都可以。Enough 作为一个副词相当于 sufficiently, 但是 sufficiently 要用于被修饰词之前，而 enough 则用于被修饰的形容词或副词之后。So, in Chinese, 足够大的 old enough.Sufficiently old. Got it. 那么同时我们要区别另外的一个同义词 adequate. A-D-E-Q-U-A-T-E. 你表示数量和质量上的满足。不仅仅强调数量够，那么同时还强调质量上也能够满足你的需要。For example, 这节目还可以。那我们应该用 ample, enough, 还是 sufficient, 还是 adequate 呢？当然用 adequate.重点突出是它的质量。So, the performance is adequate. The performance is adequate. Ample 是重点突出，充足而有余的。So, don't be worried. We have got ample time. Got it? Now read at me aloud. Ample, adequate, sufficient, enough.Ample 副词我们刚刚强调了表示充足大量的。So, please listen to me carefully. This is not only a key structure. That's my advice to you. Please remember, whatever you do, you must put your heart into it. And then, someday, you will be rewarded amply. Don't you think so? Whatever you do, you must put your heart into it.And someday, you will be rewarded amply. 无论你做什么，只要用心去做，那么将来有一天，你会做到，得到大量的回报，充足的回报。You will be rewarded amply. 我们这里用到了 amply. Got it? Okay, so much for the words. Now, let's study the text. You better recite the text because of some wonderful key structures.For instance, the first sentence. Antique shops exert a peculiar fascination on a great many people.